Welcome to Cosmos, Oklahoma City University's official podcast with Chris and Nick. And today we're joined by Alumni Director Megan.
Hey, Megan, thanks so much for joining us, being with us today. So you are the Director of an Alumni Engagement here at OCU. Why don't you just, for people who are listening, kind of just tell us what that job entails and kind of and what you do here at OCU.
Sure. So I have the real honor and pleasure of working with all of our alumni and getting to get to know them and our community members and tell their stories. I am an alum myself. I graduated in 2003 with my bachelor's degree here from OCU, and I really believe in OCU and the education that our students receive here, and I love getting to know not only our current students, but especially our alumni. And we have alumni who are not only here in Oklahoma City, but are across the world doing amazing things and have incredible stories, and learning who those people are, learning what they're doing, and helping not only our own OCU population, but others in our community hear about what those folks are doing is just really one of the best jobs anyone could imagine.
Yeah.
Nice. And, you know, interesting fact that not probably anybody would know. Megan and I have both worn the Starsky costume.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that.
Isn't that supposed to be a secret?
And maybe you're not supposed
Starsky's
to say
identity.
Who's, yeah, I don't know. That's like mascot rules, I guess. You're not supposed to say who's like wearing the mascot costume. But yeah, so just who knew,
yeah,
you know, that would ever be a true fact, but it is.
Was who wore it best? Is that what they say?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I think, yeah, I just, a social media post just popped up in my head. So we always like to kick our episodes off with like a rapid five question, or not survey, but five rapid fire questions. And I've got five already prepared for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you can do your best to just actually rapid fire it, that would be rad.
All right, hit me.
Okay, so this one's so easy though. What's your favorite thing about OCU?
Oh, definitely the relationships and the people. People obviously aren't a thing, but yes.
We'll count it. What's something most people don't know about you? It can be unrelated to OCU.
Okay, so after I graduated from OCU, I moved to Boston. I spent 10 years living there. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was just do as many wild, crazy, out-of-the-things box that I could. So they had the World Championship of Indoor Rowing Competitions.
Okay.
It's called Crash Bees. So I spent 6 months training for an indoor World Championship rowing competition.
Wow.
With the goal of not coming in dead last. And I came in 10th from last.
Crushed That's, it.
Yeah. Crushed it!
It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
I'm going to brag on OCU real quick. Okay. We're located like right in the heart of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
The possibilities of things to do are at your fingertips.
Yeah.
What is your go-to for the perfect night? Restaurant, bar, whatever. Yeah. What entertainment? So many options.
So I love going downtown. And again, when I moved back from Boston, one of the things that I said was that anything I could do in that city, I was shocked that I could do here. Yeah. It was such a different city when I moved back in 2011. So I just love exploring and finding new things. So my perfect night never looks the same.
Yeah.
So just walking around, finding new restaurants, and that's like one of the things that I love is just exploring. So whether it's just with my husband or our family, being out and finding like the different districts and little neighborhoods that we have, mm-hmm, and all the local restaurants. So
an interesting kind of roundabout answer, but...
You answered the question very well without answering the question.
Okay, great.
You're so basically saying OKC is awesome, and I agree.
I love OKC. Yeah. I truly do.
So profound.
Fun fact, OKC just won USA Today's Best Public Art in the Nation.
Yeah, well,
which is
I'm
awesome.
Sure, like, Plaza District walls.
Yeah. There's murals right down the street in Uptown and Western, and, like, you can't go somewhere and not see art in Oklahoma City, which is also something I'm really passionate about. And so is OCU.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of art, what is your favorite color, and why is it OCU blue?
Yeah, so could I say OCU blue with, like, a tinge of, like, the Oklahoma thundercloud in it?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I love that purpley color in it.
The Thunder's colors, I know when they first came out, were frowned upon, I guess, for their name, perhaps, but I think it's grown on me, and
yeah,
I love it.
I do.
Last question.
Okay.
What is your first OCU memory?
Okay, this is actually really sentimental to me.
Oh, wow.
The very first house I lived in was just down the street from OCU on 25th Street in the Cleveland neighborhood.
Nice.
And my parents brought me to Lyric Theater, which was still on the OCU campus,
and
the Kirkpatrick Theater, and to see Annie. And so I was really, really young, probably around 4 or 5. And my mom later on gave me her like vintage like clutch that she had. And in the pocket of that purse were the tickets to that tag.
Dang.
And she didn't even know they were in there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I've not taken them out. I still keep them
charm.
That purse.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the two tickets to Annie are still in that purse. And every time I carry that
clutch,
they're still in there.
I think we're going to have to just keep that question. Like, I like to change the questions out, but I think you nailed, like, now we have to keep that question forever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's kind of a bonkers story.
Isn't it? Actually, when I interviewed for this job, I can't remember who I told that to, but I was just kind of like, yeah, you basically, you know.
It was meant to be.
I think I need to be your alumni director.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are the director of alumni engagement, as we've established. Talk to the listeners a little bit about what the Alumni Association is all about. And, you know, how did you become a member, quote, become? Because you sort of are once you graduate. You're an alumni now, right?
Yeah.
But how do you get to be with the association? And then explain, too, kind of what the association is doing these days to help alumni stay connected.
Oh, definitely. So, actually, I get a lot of questions from alums. And they're like, okay, so how do I join the Alumni Association?
Mm-hmm.
So I really would love for folks to know that you are a member of the Alumni Association when you graduate. Your membership is free based on your graduation status and your alumni status. So it's a free membership. All OCU grads are members. And we have recently formed an alumni advisory board that has restructured and formed new bylaws, and the goal is to create a network that supports the Alumni Association, and that group is going to be supporting the university with three committees that are based on engagement, recruitment that will support admissions, and then some fundraising. And so this network is going to be designed to not only support the university, but also to support each other and the network of alumni that we have regionally, nationally, and internationally. We have a link that we have online that folks can go to sign up. So if they're interested in participating in any of those committees or getting involved wherever they live, or if they're interested in helping recruit and help getting engaged with prospective students or whatever that might be, and whatever their passions are, we want to help them get connected with the university. So I know you all have various ways to share that link.
Yeah, we're going to share that on our Cosmos website. So when you're listening to this podcast, if you want to follow up on that, jump on over to okcu.edu/cosmos. and look for Megan's excellent episode. Yes. And all the links will be in there.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. I'm going to jump right in. I kind of heard through the grapevine some cool things you've been working on. I'm a two-time alum, so obviously I love OCU. I've worked here for 17 years, which is over half my life. It's wild. I thought about that this morning.
That is crazy.
So what kind of things do we have to look forward to? I know you mentioned something about Star Talk and mentorships and the promotion of alumni-owned businesses.
Yes.
You want to dive in on those?
Yes. So next week, actually, so June 14th, we will be launching our third application cycle for the Alumni Mentor Program.
Cool.
And I can't believe we're entering our third year, which is, it's been kind of a crazy ride because our first year was completely in person.
Mm-hmm.
Our second year was completely virtual, which like most of the world was a very quick shift and pivot.
Yeah.
But what we were able to learn from both years is that this third year now is going to be hybrid. So wherever our alumni are, wherever they find themselves in the world, if you are interested in being a mentor to a current student on campus, those students will be juniors or seniors. We have a great committee who works to pair our students based on their interests and the skill set of the mentor who has applied. Not every mentor will necessarily find themselves with a match, but we do work to find other ways to engage some of the mentors who we might not be able to pair. And that's just based on, again, the skill sets. So
yeah.
We might have several folks in the business area and that don't match up with all of the applicants that we get. So if we have an overabundance in one area, we try mm-hmm. to find somewhere else to use them. But we are able to have our mentors engage four times over the course of the year. And we have found that the structure works best if the student and the mentor set that schedule themselves.
Mm.
So it's really built to be organic. And we've had really great relationships come out of this. And some of those stories have led to our students finding, getting the skill set for interviews that have led to them getting some really great jobs.
Yeah.
Our mentors are not in any way like finding them the jobs. I want
right.
to make that really clear
right.
that the students are told, this person does not find the job for you, but they are led to help them get the skill set. But also we've had students who have come back and said, I really gained so much confidence that I didn't have prior to working with my mentor. And I applied to a grad school that I didn't know that I could apply to, and then they got in. It's just, these stories are so heartwarming, and the relationships. I've had multiple alums come back for the second year and just say, I want to have another student. This was one of the best things that I did, engaging with OCU
yeah.
again. And so we're so, so excited to have a third year of the program. And we also saw tremendous growth from the first year to the second year. I think our student participation went up, I believe it was about 40%.
Nice, yeah.
So I'm really eager to see what the growth rate is going to be from year two to year three. So mentors, if you're out there and
yeah.
you're interested, please apply. And if you are interested and you're just saying this sounds like something I want to do, but this year might not be the best year for me to be a mentor, we also have a form that you can fill out that's just an interest form.
Okay.
So that the next summer when we open up, we'll just be able to email you and say okay, this year's application's open and we'll...
That's a good idea. Yeah, I feel like so anyone should be applying that wants to be a mentor from
yes.
any field.
Yes.
And I think I would love to fill out the interest form, to be honest, if you think I'm worthy being a mentor.
Yes, Chris, we got lots of people interested in social media and communications.
I think that's awesome. I remember hearing about it, and I needed to dig in more, and then, like you said, it went pure virtual, and I think that's when I kind of personally tuned out. But the silver lining is the hybrid form seems actually kind of awesome, because you can have mentors from across the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it's been great. So it's been a huge success. I'm really excited for this year. And then I know you had asked about our alumni-owned business program. So another thing that we will be launching is we've got our StarTalk Network, which is online, and it's going to have multiple components. We're moving all of our event registration to this platform. It is also going to be a place, think of an alumni OCU private LinkedIn.
Okay.
So people can go in and create their profile. They can find peers and classmates. They can also make connections with alumni that are from the institution that they might have never met. But we are also actively developing the OCU alumni-owned business directory there.
Awesome.
This has been something that we have been slowly promoting and developing, but we are going to be able to use this platform to really start actively sharing this information that we have been collecting and tell the stories of our alumni who have their businesses with other OCU alums. One thing that I am extremely passionate about is as we have our events, as often and much as possible, I want to use businesses and restaurants and vendors who are OCU alums.
I think that's awesome.
We were able to do this during the pandemic for several of our events, and in the course of that, as we are, sharing this out, that allows us to tell the story again of the OCU alum. So who is this? One thing we were able to do, Ira Kopowitz is someone who comes to mind that we were able to bring in virtually for an event that we had last December, who owns Bittercube. He's in Milwaukee. But again, we're now in a virtual Zoom world. He was able to come in and host a cocktail hour with his product and for a small group of folks. And it was just a huge success to tell the story of his product and share that with this group of alums. I just want to be able to do that more and more and more.
Yeah.
And I know that we have so many more alums out there. So as you're listening to this, or watching this, or wherever you're getting this information, if you have your business, please tell us about that, because the more we know about what you're doing, the more we can help share and promote. And if you're looking for a product or a business, I personally know a lot of OCU alums, if they're, it's like I they want to support other alums. So I think as we grow this, it's like, well, before they go somewhere else, I think they're going to go check this list and be like, hey, I'm going to go look here before I go look somewhere else.
I think so, yeah. And I've noticed at the events you've had alums providing services and goods, which is super cool. Gives them one more time to shine.
Yeah.
Is that a slogan that we can say?
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know how many people know Daniel Mercer, who owns Coop Ale, is an OCU alum. And
and they Ian, he's contractually obligated to give beer to OCU alum.
Right,
right.
Exactly.
That's not true. That's not true. I don't want to get anyone.
Daniel, if you're listening.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody in trouble at all.
I wanted to piggyback one last thing onto my question here, and I'm going to pass the mic to Nick, so to speak. But tell me a little bit more about your regional clubs and chapters, and then touring with President Evans.
Yes. So we're so excited. to be able to go back out. In March, April and May of 2020, we had to cancel a launch of clubs and chapters. So in the academic year that's coming up, so fall 2021 and spring of 2022, we are going to be announcing soon our schedule to go back out to Tulsa, Dallas, LA, New York, Chicago, and DC. I know we're going to try to hit some more cities as well, and we'll announce those soon. But our incoming president, Dr. Evans, will be going to as many of those cities as he can with us as well. But we're going to relaunch our clubs and chapters there. So if you are in one of those cities or another city, as I've already mentioned, we have that alumni volunteer interest form. Please go there. Let us know if you're at all interested in helping to be a part of launching clubs and chapters in those cities, and pay attention to when we're coming there so that you can participate in the events. Mm-hmm. And join us to learn more about how you can be there to help with, again, recruitment. We want to know about students too. So if you are anywhere in wherever you live, you know, students don't have to just come from Oklahoma to come to OCU. So we would love some of those regional clubs and chapters to potentially be a part of helping to raise, you know, maybe scholarship money to help send a student to come to OCU. Or if, you know, all these ideas don't have to come from me either.
Right.
I want to know what they want to do in their own cities. I think something that's really important as we continue to develop these ideas is that everything needs to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. The structure has to be built in a way that whatever happens and whoever the leadership is at the club level, at the chapter level, that it's never built on one person and it's never built on one ego. It's always built as a team. And so I want these ideas to come from everyone. So if they have, whoever you are, wherever you are, please share your ideas. Like I'm a open sounding board. So
I have an unofficial club of OCU alum across the country, and it's where I sleep on their couches.
Okay.
So yeah, I save a lot of hotel costs by doing that. It's fantastic because we really are all over the country easily.
All over.
But yeah.
Well, if you know their ideas, and they're
I'll
not
send them your way. I'll send them
it.
Your way. Can we start an OCU couch alumni organization? Is that something?
Yeah. Well, you know they do that at OCU NYC. That's
yeah,
how it
absolutely.
Started.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
It's a huge success.
Yeah, because. Go out there, get your auditions done, come back home.
You're right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
What was that list of cities again?
It was, let me see if I can rattle it out again.
Okay.
Tulsa, Dallas, LA, Chicago, DC, and New York. And I will share that.
I wish you guys could get a cooler list of cities or something. Because that's just, no.
The coolness factor does come.
Right.
One of the things that I spent time doing when my first year was I really went and I looked at where our alums are living. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the data and where we have high concentrations of alums. And those are places where we have a lot of people living. So that's really how we started picking the cities. Mm. So again, not only do our alums have amazing stories, but they're living cool places.
Yeah.
Well, I love data analytics. So
I do too.
Hats off to you.
I am a bit of a data nerd. So
yeah,
it seems like it worked out.
Yeah.
Let me. I want to talk about, and I'm going to steal your thunder just a little bit because I just feel like it was so cool. A couple of new traditions that you've managed to start for alumni during this past year through the pandemic and stuff, but graduation weekend here, I guess about a month ago now, I got a chance to go up inside the Gold Star building and climb up to the 7th floor there where you started, and this is where I'm stealing your thunder, you started the new Sign the Gold Star tradition. And as an outsider to OCU, right, I'm not an alum, I've been on campus, you know, less than a year, it was one of the coolest things that I've seen since I've been here, was to see the people who had just walked across the stage, who had just graduated, go up into the Gold Star, and then just kind of like, it was almost like a moment of reverence and awe, you know, where they had a chance to physically imprint their name on the inside of this iconic campus building. And I looked at their faces as they were doing this, and you just knew they thought this was amazing, yeah. You know? And I thought, man, can you imagine, like, we have a lot of legacy alum, I'm sure, at OCU. Some kid coming here 25 years from now and then going up and signing under where their parents signed or something like that. I thought this was the coolest thing. So now I've told the whole story about signing the Gold Star. But that was a big thing for you to start that tradition. Talk about why you wanted to do that and how you felt like it turned out and how it went sort of and how it's going to go in the future. And then I know you have another thing too related to matriculation that you wanted to mention. But talk about these new traditions that you started.
So I'm it's one of the things I'm most proud of, honestly. And it's a team effort. When I got here, one of the things that I kept hearing from alums was, OCU has had this series of, we tried to do this and this tradition didn't stick. And we did this for a while and it went away. And my background is in religion. So I know sometimes there's a season for something that's sacred and then that needs to have its place and its time. And then there's times where traditions just have its place and it needs to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to just find I was looking for something that had heart, that could stick around, that spoke to OCU and who we are. And I was just trying to have those conversations with everybody, like, what is that? And it really didn't feel like another event to me. And as I was talking to people, it honestly came from a conversation I was having with another alum. And when we were talking about the Gold Star building, and we were talking about the decades of alums who have been secretly climbing the building to sign the door at the top. And he said, well, I climbed it. And I said, well, I didn't. I knew people always did. But I'm a rule follower, so I wouldn't do it. And he was like, oh, I'm a rule breaker, so I did. And so out of that conversation, I was like, what if we could find a way to make that accessible for everyone? And I said, that feels like something that has heart, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that feels like something, if you make it accessible, that is a real tradition. And I knew that this door existed, and I started talking to folks in facilities, and this is where, you know, then all the red tape comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You end up talking to the chief of police, and you're talking to legal, and but as you talk to everyone, it's like all the necessary people said, I love this idea. And it was just a right timing, I think. Mm-hmm. Then the pandemic happens, and you realize if you're going to do it, you do it now, because this is when you can say, this is the class that gets, they have gone through such an extraordinary circumstance that when we kick it off, This class now launches something that no other class has been through before.
Mm-hmm.
And now every class that comes through after them marks something with mm-hmm. them. And I honestly have the chills. It feels really, really special and impactful. And in some ways, I hope healing, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
To mark something that was hard with something that was special.
Yeah.
And in being special also joined the legacy that was already on campus and the folks that had already been doing something. Like I said, it was a huge team of people who had to come together. The facilities folks cleaned up that building and made it spotless. Everyone in it, from the chief of police and his group who made it safe and the way they painted it and made it beautiful. And I will never forget the first gentleman who climbed the 7 flights of stairs. He was older and he was a second generation student. His wife had previously attended OCU. He got up there and he said, "Can I sign for myself and my wife?" He signed both of their names. I took a picture of it because I was like, this was the first guy who did it. And he signed for him and his wife. It was just so incredible. But like you said, everybody now who comes back, everyone who drives by, they're going to remember. I hope for some people, it's like, I remember that experience, right? It's not just my name's there, but it's now an experience.
Yeah, I don't want to get too like mushy about it or anything like that.
I already did.
But yeah. But, you know, in the grand scheme of your life, right, college ends up being such a fleeting experience.
Yeah.
And you lose the permanency of it after a while. Well, this is a way to capture that and own it and keep it, you know? So I think it's pretty cool.
For you, at least.
Yeah. I don't want to – I just have to share, like, 2 quick side stories on Sign the Gold Star. The first is that – total kudos to the facilities folks and whatnot.
Amazing.
Because the first time we went up there to scout, like, how is this thing going to work? Let's take a look at the space. The very first thing I thought was, like, we're going to need a bulletproof liability waiver to pull this thing off.
Because the legal team.
Yeah, because this is treacherous almost to get up here. So they did a great job. But a really sort of a quick side story about the door.
Yes.
It's no one knows where the door is right now.
We found it.
Oh, are you serious?
It's still up there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that's why we were scouring campus everywhere looking for the door, and that's why we couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's
because no
up
one
there.
Took it out of there.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
well,
still
see,
up there.
This is breaking news happening right here on the podcast.
It's still up there. Well, and you know, we went through. There's some folks who can't physically get up there.
Sure.
So we were able to come up. We worked with accommodations to figure out ways that people who either didn't want to or couldn't, how can we make it so that their signature can still be up there as well? So so it was just all of these pivots and brainstorming, but I think it just came together to be what I hope will be a long-lasting and memorable experience and new tradition that was able to be started by the class of 2020 and 2021. And hopefully moving forward, my goal is to create some opportunities at homecoming for prior alums to have experiences to come back and join that as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
To create an opportunity for them to join the legacy and be a part of Sign the Gold Star. Our advocates for Giving Day, who helped raise $200 or more, are going to be able to come back and participate in that. So, yeah, so we're being it's just one of those new experiences. The second tradition was something that we created for the incoming class of 2020. The arch that was built on campus at the southeast corner of campus when OCU celebrated the state's centennial has always been something that the students walk through since that was built. So that the challenge was established, you know, you walk through this as a cohort, but now walk through this as a cohort, enter this school together, and we challenge you not to walk back out this arch until you graduate. So really setting this stage for them to enter together and then exit together. And so in 2024, when they graduate together, then it will really become a celebration where they will exit through the arch and then maybe go to the sign the gold star together. Mm-hmm. So it then would become a cohesive tie-in of both. So, yeah. The symbolism, I'm hoping we get united, but...
It's there. The symbolism is there for sure. Yeah. I think those are both super cool. We are bumping up close to the end of our time for today. So, Megan, I want to thank you so much for coming in here and joining us on the podcast. As we kind of wrap things up, any final thoughts you want to share on why all the alumni who maybe aren't involved right now should think about getting involved?
Yeah, so I think of, so we have an alum, John Veal, who's actually going to be joining our board of trustees. I had an opportunity to talk to him and interview him last fall, and he said something that just stuck with me. I'm going to try to quote him, but it was along the lines of, assess what you can give and give anything. And that was just something that really stuck out to me. And as a OCU alum myself, it just has resonated because I think we all have been impacted by this place in deep and meaningful ways. So whether you can give of your time, whether that's mentoring a student, whether that is speaking to a class, or it could be giving a gift. And that gift doesn't have to be, you know, the extravagant gift that you think it needs to be. That gift could be $50 a year, it could be $25 a year annually, but those gifts add up over time. Mm-hmm. So really just thinking about what you can give. And like I said earlier, think about how you want to give and let us know so that it's just meaningful, so that we can continue to help you have a meaningful relationship with OCU.
All right. Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.